Five Counties, One Station. You are listening to Beat on this Sunday morning, and a really nice event for parents and children coming out of County Wexford from the Kids Yoga Classroom. That is Kira Prendergast, and she has a Wild and Calm event coming to Wexford in April, on April 26th. So lots of time to plan. And she's on the Sunday Grill this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome, Kira.
Thanks so much for having me, Orla.
This is a lovely event, but let's go back a little bit, because you teach yoga and you teach a lot of holistic things to children, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. So I run, as you said, I run the Kids Yoga Classroom, and really there's kind of like an umbrella under that. So I would teach weekly classes to kids. I run camps, birthday experiences. I also bring yoga and wellbeing programs to schools, and I work with lots of different organizations, as well as hosting Gloga, which is a glow in the dark yoga experience for kids. Yeah. Through birthday party experiences. And I also run parent and child classes. And that's kind of really from that experience and seeing firsthand what was happening within the class, and then also the feedback that I would get over the last years from parents. That's really where Wild and Calm was born.
And you have experience in the classroom yourself, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, so I have. I've been really working in education really the last 12 years. So I originally started teaching abroad. And then when I came back, I ended up working in as an early years teacher for many years and running a preschool, and just have so much experience with kids. And I think through obviously the last, you know, good few years after COVID and seeing just, you know, so much dysregulation throughout that experience, it kind of made me feel, yeah, I really want to go into this area. And just, I felt like yoga was just the next point of call for me.
Tell me how kids react to your yoga. Because even as you're speaking, I'm like, my little girl, I can't imagine her sitting still for 5 minutes even.
I think there's a really, I think when you haven't seen it happen, there is a big misconception around it. Because I think initially when we think of yoga, we think of structure and quietness and stillness, because for us adults, that is really, a lot of the time, that's what we need and we're craving. Whereas for children, yoga is a form of expression. So it's all done through story and imagination. It's done through music. It's incredibly creative. And it allows children to move their bodies, connect, learn about their emotions, and regulate in a way that's natural and comfortable to them. And it's just like one big adventure. So, you know, if I read a book and I say to the kids, we're going to go on this amazing jungle adventure, it's all done through poses. And there's no correction. It's just about being themselves, being free, and just ultimately having fun.
And being in the moment.
And totally being in the moment. And that's, kids are just, they're so natural at being in the moment. But I suppose what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to harvest, you know, for them to understand themselves better and connect with their emotions more.
And I presume they're brilliant at poses anyway. They don't have the usual stretching issues that some of us might have.
No, they don't. And they're incredibly flexible. And there's no, the thing with children is there's never any judgment there. Nobody's there saying you're not doing that right. They get so much fun and they giggle through, you know, throwing themselves on the floor, pretending to be a tree. So it's very free and just, it's truly so much fun.
Oh, lovely. So you're having a full day event on the 26th of April. So you're doing lots during this Family Wellness Day, which is called Wild and Calm. Tell us about it.
Well, I suppose the first thing I should say is that I suppose families are so busy and so overstimulated that this event really is giving kids a chance to regulate and also a parents a chance to reconnect with their kids when, and so when both of that happens, you get something really, really powerful. So this is kind of the idea behind Wild and Calm, is that family life really looks like that. It's the moments of all the wild and the fun, full of energy, and then the moments where it's more calm and still. And I think, I suppose for me, like living by the sea, I see that every day, and this event reflects that balance.
Lovely. So give us an idea of how it'll all start and what you'll be doing.
So as you said, it's on Sunday, the 26th of April, and it's a full day. It's on from 11 to 4 at the Talbot Hotel. So it's ages 5 to 13 years old. Okay. And it's for adults and kids. But when I say an adult, it can be a parent, a grandparent, like older siblings, anyone over the age of 18,
okay,
or like an aunt and uncle. So like, please feel free for, you know, anyone to come with their kids. So how it works is it's 4 45-minute sessions with lunch included. And those sessions that kids and adults will enjoy is, so it'll be family yoga with myself. And they'll have an amazing sound bath experience with Laura from Laura Sanctuary. They're going to do sensory slime making session with a lady called Ruth from the Wonder Years. And they're also going to get to do creative art with Tina from Tina's Art Wall. So those 4 amazing sessions.
And parents or guardians are getting involved in those sessions each time.
Yeah. So everything that's done during that time is kids and parents doing it together. Okay. Lovely. So if you imagine in a yoga experience, it's one mat, it's a parent and child on the mat, and everything that they're going to do is together, which is really incredible. And it's, you know, it's really is a chance for like families to slow down and be together, like have fun, get more connected and recharged. And like, there's just so many benefits to it, which is great.
And have you done this before?
So I run monthly kid and parent classes,
okay,
and I've never done anything on this scale, but I think what happened was I would have so many people contact me trying to get into the classes, and I just felt like I needed the opportunity to facilitate something on a larger scale. But of course, like, I can only take so many people, and this will be the first time to do an event of this size. But I think I'm so lucky based in Wexford because there's an incredible wellness community in Wexford, and through just meeting so many different types of facilitators and talking about this over really the last few years, I just felt I'm going to connect with other facilitators and create something that, yes, yeah, so many people can come to, but that other people are involved in it. And
yes.
Yeah, so look, it's the first of its kind, really.
It's lovely, and it's lovely that each session is something completely different. You know, sometimes you go to events and it's one type of yoga and then another type of yoga, and it's very much broken up.
Yeah, this is, and that's it. So we really wanted the movement, we wanted the stillness, we wanted the creativity, and we wanted the sensory aspect. So that was really what was my thought process behind creating it, was I wanted those 4 elements to be throughout it. Yeah.
Right. Well, a date for your diary if you fancy. It is Sunday, the 26th of April. It all kicks off at 11 a.m. and then it runs till 4 o'clock. If you want to get more details, there is a website for it. It's wildandcalm.ie. But probably the best place to go, Ciara, is to your Instagram page, the Kids Yoga Classroom, and you'll see all the stuff that Ciara has been doing, and then a link to Wild and Calm as well. Ciara, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you so much for having me.